Well, so God gives us so many good gifts all the time. And it's important that every once in a while we should take the time to recognize those and then to step back and ask ourselves, am I a good steward of God's gifts? Do I use God's gifts in the service of God and of my neighbor? And of course, we usually categorize those gifts as the three T's, right? Treasure, time, and talent. And so as we have today our annual stewardship appeal, I mentioned last year that, you know, I feel like we always put the focus here on the treasure side of this. And obviously, money, finances is important for the stability of our parish. But I think it does a real injustice to the other two of time and talent, because those are also very important ways in which we give of ourselves back to God. And so that is why this year we are focusing particularly on time. How do I give God the gift of my time? But before I get into that, of course, we do just have to say a quick word on treasure. So I'm going to ask all of us to be prepared for next Sunday. Next Sunday, we will have commitment cards in the pews. And so I ask you to go home this week and to really pray. Examine your budget, your checkbook, whatever. And of course, if you're married, have that conversation with your spouse, your family. What is God calling me to give this year? What is my commitment to the parish? That's important for you because it helps each of us to examine our financial life and say, is God really first? Is he the priority in my financial life? Does he receive his tithe, the first fruits of what I've been given? It's important for us as a parish because it helps us to budget well and know how our budget is going to work. So next Sunday, you will have the opportunity to make that commitment to the parish. And I want to just say a word. I should mention, we did send home an email with some resources to help you to do that. If you didn't get that email, it's also available on the parish website, or we do have a couple of hard copies available at the welcome table that you can pick up. But just to mention a final point here in relation to our upcoming capital campaign. So hopefully everyone is aware at this point that we have already begun the process for a capital campaign this year, mainly for replacing the roof and the heating and air system and a couple of other minor things if we have the funds. And so it's very important that each of us understands that when in several months here, when we're asked to make that commitment for the capital campaign, that really needs to be in addition to our regular weekly giving. Because, you know, we depend on your regular Sunday commitment to just make the budget work, you know, to keep the lights on. And so if you subtract from your weekly giving to make your commitment to the capital campaign, we're just like robbing Peter to pay Paul there, you know. So just keep that in mind, that your commitment to the upcoming capital campaign has to be in addition to your regular offertory commitment. We ask that level of generosity from you. So, having said all of that, let's turn our attention to what we really want to focus on today, and that is, how do we give God the gift of our time? And really, I think it's fair to say that in a lot of ways, our time is more valuable than our money. I mean, you can make more money, you can't make more time, you know? And so to give that time to God is a beautiful way of expressing our commitment to him. It's a very powerful kind of giving, a very personal kind of giving. This was particularly brought home to me several years ago when I became a chaplain for the Hebron Fire Department. And what that means is every once in a great while, I get rushed out the door to go to someone's house because they've had a sudden and unexpected death. And let me tell you, there are few things in life more awkward than trying to make small talk with someone whose deceased loved one is laying in the backyard dead, covered in a white sheet, with the Boone County Sheriff standing guard over them, you know, because you can't even touch the body until the coroner comes and all of that kind of stuff. You know, it's a really awkward situation. I mean, what do you say? You can only say, I'm very deeply sorry about your loss, so many times. And you can only offer so many prayers. And then what do? The very first time I went to one of those, you know, I said some prayers, expressed my condolences, and then I left as quick as I could because I had no idea what to do. But the second time, I decided, You know, I know there's not a thing that I can say to this person and not a thing that I can do for this person that is going to make this any better for them. But I can at least stay here and be with them until they're able to, take care of the deceased and until their family comes to support them. And I did, and I've always done that since. And never has it failed that those people are so incredibly grateful just for that gift of presence, that ministry of presence, because I had given them a little bit of my time. And that is the power that the gift of time has. You know, the gift of time is a beautiful way of saying that we care, that we love something. You know, it's not just, and I certainly don't want to make it sound like that with the example that I've given there, that something, some duty that you just kind of grit your teeth and get through because you really don't want to be there. You know, really, when we give the gift of our time, that is a way in which we invest ourselves in that opportunity, that thing, that organization, whatever it may be, right? We identify ourselves with that. In other words, with our parish, when we give our time to our parish. And when we identify ourselves and invest ourselves in our parish, then we care so much more about it. You know, we want to make it a better place. We want it to grow. We want it to flourish. And so we want to, this weekend, think about the opportunities. There are so many opportunities to give the gift of our time here at our parish. And when we do that, whether it's through adoration, giving that time directly to God, you know, or visiting the people who are sick or homebound, don't have anyone to talk to so much of the time. When we invest our energy in helping to make our parish more hospitable or keeping the buildings cleaner and more up to date, all those kinds of things, those are ways in which we love our parish more. We fall in love, in a sense, with our parish more. We become a better parish family. We get to know each other better. We become a more tight-knit community by simply giving that gift of time. And I know, I am 100% confident that you, as a parish community, understand this and that you are ready to invest your time in our parish. I know that, especially because just this year, we had an experience with our school parents that taught me this. You know, for years now, we have been trying to get our school parents to volunteer for our Friday night bingo, always everyone's favorite volunteer slot, as you know, and with very limited success. No one ever wants to sign up for that. So this year, I kind of took a calculated risk, and I put together a listing of everybody's name with the specific date that we were signing them up for. And I handed everybody that list, and I said, "Thanks for volunteering." And, I was afraid that somebody was going to bite my head off, basically, there. But no one did. I mean, I was really impressed by the number of people who came up to me and said, "Thanks for doing that, Father," because we hear every year about the need for bingo volunteers, and we think, yeah, we should do that, but then we never do, right? So the fact that I now just have this date, and I know that all I have to do is show up for that date, that makes it easy, and I can commit myself to that. And so I want to thank, certainly, all of our school parents for their dedication to that. They've really been pretty good about showing up for their dates. And that's true for all of us, I think, as a parish. So often, the only reason that we don't volunteer is because we don't really know how. And so that's what we're going to try to do this weekend and next weekend, is give you the opportunity to practically see, how can I give the gift of my time? Again, you've received some resources by email. When you leave today, you'll have the opportunity to pick up this sheet, which just goes over some of the organizations and groups here at our parish that you can start thinking about. And then next Sunday, we are going to have a ministry fair at the end of all the masses, where you can walk through and get some more practical information, talk to the actual people from the organizations, and see what are the volunteer opportunities, and maybe more importantly, what is the time commitment with each one, right? Because this is often the reason that people don't volunteer. They think, if I volunteer for that, I'm stuck with it for the rest of my life, right? And that should not be the attitude that we have towards volunteering here at our parish. All we are asking you is for a one-year commitment, to commit yourself to some volunteer opportunity here at our parish just for this year. That's all we're asking, is on a one-year commitment, so you don't feel trapped in that thing, but simply as a way of, this is something that I can do to give my time to my parish. So again, I ask you to begin the process of reflecting and praying about that, because when we make our commitment, we are going to be asking you not only to make that financial commitment of treasure, but also to make a commitment of time. Here is how I would like to give the gift of time to God through volunteering at my parish. You know, at the end, when we stand before the Lord, what we have done with our time is really going to say a lot more about us than what we have done with our treasure. And so are we willing to give to God the gift of our time? That is the question that we must ask this week.